Congress are wrong really to say un-American, it is an overgeneralization. Mm-hmm. And since all the way from Canada to the bottom of South America, mm-hmm. North and South America.
Mm-hmm. Now, a black person is a...
I call him a Negro, mm-hmm. without being... sorry, I don't call them niggers.
Okay. And how about a white person?
An Anglo.
Okay. People from the country who are of, like, modest means. You know, not like farmers or ranchers, but just a normal person from the country.
You don't mean like hicks?
Would you call them hicks, or do you have another
name?
Well,
if they were gypsy like or sort of halfway irresponsible,
okay,
that sort of thing.
How about a redneck? What's a redneck?
Someone that has got old-fashioned ideas and notions.
Okay. People who don't have enough money are?
Poor.
Mm-hmm. And a person who works on a ranch?
Is a cowboy.
How about somebody who fixes stuff around the ranch, doesn't really deal with the cattle?
How about what?
A person who just works on the ranch, doesn't work with the cattle so much as he just fixes stuff around the ranch.
Well, in general, a cowboy is expected to do everything. He repair fences, work with the cattle.
How about people who work especially with horses? What are they called? Is there a different name for them besides cowboy?
Well, they wouldn't call horses a cowboy. I mean, a breeder, someone that breeds them, but...
Have you heard of a wrangler?
A wrangler? Well, no, a person who just works around the ranch, mm-hmm. nobody knows the cattle. Usually they just all call generally cowboys because they're expected to do anything.
Okay.
And that's in my knowledge of it.
Okay. Now, a person who digs gold out of the ground is a...
Miner.
Mm-hmm. And the mother of Jesus is...
Mary.
Uh-huh. And the woman in the Bible who was very old when she had a child is...
I don't know.
How about, it's a line of frozen cakes.
What about what?
It's also, the name is also a line of frozen cakes. It's something Lee. Something Lee frozen cakes.
Sarah Lee?
Yeah, that's it. And could you pronounce the name Nellie for me?
Nellie.
Okay. And, an unordained preacher.
An unordained preacher.
What would that be called?
An unordained preacher. Well, of course, he could be. He could be taken in several different aspects. A student, say in the seminary. Although I don't suppose that he's supposed to preach, but he might preach a little.
Mm-hmm. How about somebody who travels around? A preacher that travels around. Maybe he's
an itinerant minister.
Okay. And how about the word jackleg? What does that mean?
Well, I've heard like terms like jackleg whiskey, meaning sort of a homegrown local variety, but mm-hmm. not too good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jackleg whiskey.
Okay.
Because some connotation of fake or phony or not up to standards.
Mm-hmm. Now, the person who decides a law case is what?
Judge.
Okay. And here's some body parts. This is?
Hair.
Mm-hmm. And these are?
Ears.
And a man has a?
Chin or beard.
Right, uh-huh. And this is my?
Mouth.
Mm-hmm. And one of these is?
Teeth.
One of them is a?